We're proud to be introducing our latest Scholar Athlete of the Month award winner, presented by ServiceMaster. It's Wilson Bragg, a senior from Gladwin High School. And Wilson, thanks for taking some time and congratulations on all that you've accomplished so far.
Thank you for having me.
So, Wilson, a senior, as we mentioned, you've got a perfect 4.0 GPA. And let's start right there. What has it taken in your 4 years in high school to accomplish and maintain that grade point average?
It has taken a lot of dedication. I'm really focused on my studies, and I realize that they're important, and I take those very seriously.
Anybody in your life, whether it be coaches, parents, other family members, friends, brothers and sisters, who push you or motivate you or keep you in track?
Yes, my parents are very supportive on my grades, and they have helped me a lot.
That's awesome. You got some favorite classes or subjects of study?
My favorite classes were marketing and accounting in my high school courses. I plan on going into college to study accounting and maybe finance.
Awesome. Do you have a college in mind? Have you already kind of committed of sorts?
I'm deciding between Saginaw Valley State University and Northwood University.
Very good. Again, we've got Wilson Bragg with us from Gladwin High School, Scholar Athlete of the Month award winner. A lot of the other things that you've accomplished in your high school career, too, are very impressive. The next one we should touch on is the fact that you've been the class president for 3 years. I know that comes with some responsibilities, but also I think some clout in terms of when you approach colleges. It certainly means something to them, too. What has it meant to you to be your class president?
Yes, I'm very grateful for that. I love to help the student council, and we help decorate for dances, and we help put on our annual parade through the city. And along with that, we have executive council, which I help manage funds. I'm the treasurer on that.
So again, perfect 4.0 GPA. We just listed a bunch of stuff that you do extracurricular. Is there one thing you're most proud of academically? What's one thing that you maybe going to remember for years down the road?
Academically, I'm proud of my 4.0 GPA. I also have a 4.0 right now in my college dual enrollment classes. I've already taken three classes last semester, and now I'm taking two more. And so I'm really proud of that.
What's been the trickiest part for you with all of this remote learning and not being able to be in the classroom? And like you mentioned, you're now dual enrolled in college. What challenges have come with everything that's happened in the last year?
Yeah, the dual enrollment classes, I had to get used to those. That was my first time ever taking college classes, and doing it online was definitely a struggle at the start, but then I adapted and I was doing well.
Cool. Let's move on to some of your athletic accomplishments. So you've run 4 years of cross country at the varsity level. You've been a four-year player on the varsity basketball team. You run track. You played a little bit of soccer, you were mentioning. Out of everything that, you know, we'll dive into a little bit, what's one memory that jumps out for you in your athletic career that you remember most?
I'd say my memory would be receiving two Rotary International Awards for our county. Only one player on the team gets those every year, and I've already received two of them.
Very cool.
So I'm pretty proud of that.
What goes into earning those? How is that award selected?
Leadership and just academic excellence and athletic excellence and just being a good sport.
With you playing a sport in, it looks like, all three seasons, right? Cross country, basketball, track, soccer mixed in. You're participating in athletics in all three seasons during the school year. How do you budget your time to allow yourself to be successful both on the field and off the field?
Yes. In addition to that, I also have an internship at St. Cobain. And so sometimes it requires staying up at night and working on homework and scholarships and just managing my time between all the different sports and clubs and academics.
Of the sports that we've been talking about here, which one do you think you've improved on most since your freshman year to now? And what do you think that's been due to?
I would say cross country, and it would be due to all the work that I put in this summer. I did a lot of training this summer, especially during quarantine. I was running most every day.
running every day, that certainly helps with running cross country, no doubt. I'm noticing a lot of leadership positions too. And you mentioned that leadership is a big part of why you were able to win the Rotary Club Award. Talk to me a little bit about what you enjoy about being in leadership positions. What type of a leader do you think you are for your classmates and your teammates, and how you think that's allowed you to grow towards your college career?
Yes, I like to be in leadership positions. I like that people are looking up to me and looking for someone leading by example. The thing I enjoy most is just helping out the community and giving my time to help local food distributions and blood drives and parent-teacher conferences at the high school. I really enjoy doing that. And I think that a lot of people look up to me just to lead by example.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We get a lot of submissions that are obviously great athletes and great in the classroom too, but to have that added wrinkle of all the leadership roles you have is really impressive. So Wilson, again, congratulations on everything you've accomplished and being named our Scholar Athlete of the Month award winner, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.